All right, I will tell you. When around your house have trouble with obedience? Do you know anyone who is always saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry? If you do know anyone like this, I hope you will have them listen to this story, too.
There's a little boy we know whose name is Sorry. Oh, that's not his real name, of course, but that's what he has been nicknamed. Sorry is always first at the scene of any disturbance, and a little investigation usually reveals him at the bottom of the difficulty. With Sorry, his troubles are like bananas. They come in bunches. There was the time Sorry rode his bike across the neighbor's new lawn, and he said,
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Brown. I didn't mean to ride through your new lawn. I guess I just didn't see that sign that says keep off the grass. I'm awful sorry.
Then there was the time he tied tin cans to the tail of Mrs. Brown's cat. And Sorry said, Yes, you guessed it.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Brown. I didn't think your cat would make such a fuss. Honest, I won't do it again. I'm really sorry. 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 Sorry.
Today, Sorry has just been called in from his play by his mother. Sorry thinks he knows what's coming. Yes, he could tell by that hurt look in Mother's eyes. She knew.
Sorry, I don't know what to do with you.
What's the matter, Mother?
Oh, that look of innocence, as if you didn't know. Sorry, you were using the telephone this morning, weren't you?
Well, I...
Just say yes if you were.
Yes.
You tried to change your voice, but you didn't fool Mrs. Brown or Mrs. Howard or Mrs. Jones. They all knew that only one boy in this town would think up such a thing.
I just did it for fun. I only said...
Oh, I know what you said. You said, are you the lady that washes? And when they said no, you said, oh, you dirty thing, and hung up.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Don't say that again. Yesterday, you were sorry for hitting Bobby Smith in the nose. The day before that, you were sorry for putting a dead mouse in Mrs. Howard's mailbox. And when she reached into the mailbox for her mail, she pulled out that mouse and almost fainted. Always remember this. Sorry is as sorry does. Now, if you are really sorry, you'll prove it by not doing this sort of thing.
I'll take it back, Mother. I'll tell Mrs. Howard. I'll never do such a thing again. And I'll call
And you think that sorry is a magic word that can make all your sins white?
Well, if I tell God I'm sorry...
It's not enough to say I'm sorry. You've got to prove it by your life. And always remember this. Saying I'm sorry doesn't change any of the wrong, the hurt, or the trouble you may have caused. Come upstairs with me.
Upstairs? Are you going to use a hairbrush, Mother?
Not this time. I've tried that before, and it doesn't work. Now we're going higher. We're going to the attic.
Mother, what are you doing? You've opened the attic window. Now you got a pillow and scissors.
You just watch, and you'll see what I'm going to do with the pillow and the scissors. Come to the window. Now watch. First, I cut a long slit in this old pillow. What's inside?
Feathers.
Feathers. Now, let's suppose that these feathers are words and deeds. Your words and your deeds, sorry. Watch.
Mother, what are you doing?
I'm shaking all these feathers out the window.
Boy, look at the wind blow those feathers every which way. They'll be scattered all over the neighborhood. Look at them, Scoot.
Yes, watch them, Sorry. The neighborhood is covered with them. Now, Sorry, I want you to go out and gather up all those feathers and bring them home.
Go gather all those... Mother, you're kidding. Well, I could never find all those feathers. It's too late. I can't bring them back now.
That's right, Sorry, you can't. It's too late. And saying I'm sorry wouldn't help much either, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
Well, son, your words and your deeds are scattered like those feathers all over this neighborhood. You can't bring back words and deeds. Even God himself can't stop words once they are spoken. So be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. You can never take it back.
I see what you mean, Mother, and I'll really try to do better.
Today, we find Sari and Sally Smith playing on a rainy afternoon at Sari's house. Sari's mother is up in the attic cleaning out some old trunks, while Sari and Sally are downstairs looking out the streaming windows, wishing the rain would let up so they could go out and play.
Rain, rain, go away. Come again some other day. Sally and Sari want to play.
Boy, what a day, Sally. Rain, rain, rain. I wanted to start building that treehouse today. Now I have to wait till next Saturday.
Yeah, I wish we had something to do. We've read all the funny papers. Maybe we could play Chinese checkers.
Chinese checkers? Phooey. Who wants to play checkers? I know. Let's play cops and robbers. You be the robber, Sally, and I'll be the cop.
Every time we play, I always have to be the robber.
All right, as soon as I catch you once, then you can be the cop and I'll be the robber, okay?
Okay, you go out in the hall while I hide.
Say, just a minute, Sally. I know how we can have some fun. We'll use a real gun.
A real gun? You don't have one.
My father does. He bought it the other day. And last night after supper, he sat in here cleaning it. I saw him put it in the desk drawer. I'll see if it's there. Yeah, Sally, it's still here. Isn't it a swell pistol?
That's no pistol, Sari. That's a revolver.
What's the difference? It's a real one anyway.
Boy, it sure looks real. Maybe we shouldn't play with it. It might go off and kill one of us.
Not a chance. I heard my father say it wasn't loaded.
Yeah? Well, I heard my father say it's always the gun that isn't loaded that shoots somebody.
Well, this one isn't loaded. Here, take it. Hold it to my head and pull the trigger. I'm not afraid.
Are you kidding?
No. There, you've got it. Now, point it at me and pull the trigger.
All right. Well, I guess you're right, Sari. It must not be loaded. I pulled the trigger and nothing happened. Are you sure your dad won't get mad if we play with it?
Mad? Boy, he'd be hopping if he knew I played with it. He told me not to touch it. But he'll never know anything about it. You won't tell, will you, Sally?
No, I won't tell. All right, let's start playing. You run out in the hall, then I'll hide.
Okay, yell when you're ready.
Now, let's see. I think I'll hide under the piano. No. He'll be sure to look there. I've got it. I'll hide behind the drapes at the window. Now I'll get behind. I guess I'm covered all right. All right, Sari. I'm ready.
I wonder where that robber could be. Doesn't she know that crime doesn't pay? She can't get away from me. Ah, I found you. Come out from behind those drapes.
I won't come out. Come and get me.
If you won't come out, I'll shoot.
Then shoot.
All right, you asked for it.
Oh,
Sally, you're hurt.
Late that night, Sari lay in his bed, waiting. Waiting for his mother and father to come home from the hospital with word about Sally. Finally, he heard them come in downstairs. He sat up in bed as he heard his mother coming slowly up the stairs. Sari's heart was in his mouth. What about Sally? Was she alive? Or was she...
Oh, Mom, I'm so glad you're home. I couldn't go to sleep. How's Sally?
They had to operate, sorry. Sally is very low tonight. We must pray for her.
Will she die, Mom?
We hope not. The doctor says she has a 50-50 chance to live, but nothing is impossible with God. He has promised to answer the prayers of his children who pray in faith.
I want to pray for Sally, Mother. I wanted to pray ever since this afternoon. But I feel like I can't pray. I don't think God would hear the prayer of a boy like me.
The prayer God wants to hear from you now, sorry, is the prayer of confession. Confess your sin to God. Ask him to forgive you, and then you can pray for Sally.
Oh, Mom, I want God to forgive me for what I've done. I would feel guilty of murder if Sally should die, because in playing with that gun, I disobeyed. Dad told me not to play with it.
All sin is disobedience, son, and always remember that the most harmless-looking sins may be like that revolver, loaded with pain and death. Sometimes Satan can make sin look pretty to a boy, but sin is always loaded with dynamite, and it can hurt you and scar you and finally kill your soul.
I understand what you mean, Mom. I was just thinking that Sally has to suffer just because I disobeyed.
Yes, son, that's the way with sin. When you sin, you not only hurt yourself, but you hurt those whom you love. You suffer, others suffer, the Lord Jesus suffers too. Sin brings nothing but unhappiness and sorrow to us.
Mother, I am sorry for my sin, truly sorry, and I do want to ask God to forgive me. Will you kneel with me beside the bed and help me to pray? If God is ready to forgive me, then I want to be ready to live for him and be the kind of boy he wanted me to be.
Yes, son, I will help you to pray. And always remember, dear, God is faithful and just and willing to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as
Remember, boys and girls, sorry is as sorry does. If you are really and truly sorry for your sins, you will confess them to the Lord Jesus and ask his forgiveness. He wants to be your Savior, too.